One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And if you can download the app, you can listen to us real easily at WCWP Radio. So, wow, that was quite a conversation we had, Hal.
Right? Sure was.
Too much information for a half an hour, and certainly, you know, the topic is...
But the bottom line is you have to check with your doctor.
Right, I mean, you have to. You really do.
Because of the interaction between... medications.
Right, exactly. And also, really knowing where to go. You can't just go to any store and pick up a bottle of a cookie or whatever. I mean, it comes in everything now. So just be, you know, aware that it is out there, that it does have, you know, some research has shown some good, you know, good effects for people. But again, just like Hal said, you know, stay in touch with your doctor and ask him about it. Because a lot of the doctors that are prescribing medical marijuana now, I guess, are also trained in CBD oil and the difference between hemp, where there's no THC, as opposed to the marijuana plant that does have a THC. So hemp has none. So that, there's no THC, I guess, in CBD oil. But definitely talk to your doctor. So that was interesting. So now we have Peter Busaca, and we're going to be talking about How a Nursing Home Works, which seems to be a book that you put together.
Yes, it is.
So, Peter, thank you so much for coming today and talking to us about nursing homes. Of course, we talked just a little bit that we, Project Independence, Department of Services for the Aging, our program is Project Independence, is an aging in place program. And of course, our goal is to help and assist seniors staying in their home as safely as they can for as long as they can. And hopefully it's their whole life. However, there are instances where it's just not safe anymore. You know, that's when families get involved and that kind of stuff. So how a nursing home works. First of all, tell us a little bit about you and you know, what got you to write a book like this.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me here today. I think this is a great opportunity for me to promote my book, How a Nursing Home Works. Essentially, back in 2002, after studying here at CW Post, where I got my Advanced Certificate of Health Administration, which is what I needed as part of a five-step program to become a nursing administrator. After that, I had to do an internship. I did that down in Uniondale at Townhouse Extended Care, and those were the original owners at the time. Great owners. That was Alvin Benjamin and Kurt Moore. They were builders who got into the business by first rehabbing Montefiore Hospital's nursing home up in Throgs Neck. And when they finished rehabbing their nursing home, Montefiore Hospital said, "Oh, you did a beautiful job, but we don't want to be in the nursing home business anymore. We just want to be a hospital. So why don't you, we'll like do a deal and why don't you get into the business?" "Oh, okay." And then they built three other beautiful nursing homes, Uniondale, Hempstead, and Long Beach. So I did this internship with them in 2002, and it was a great experience. I studied under Dr. Edna Peggy Barnett, who had a educational doctorate from Columbia University, so it was a great educational opportunity. And that was basically the foundation of this book, but over the years, things change, more regulations. So the book is based upon the methods of operation that nursing homes have to use, which have been guided by the laws and regulations of the federal government, which have evolved since the advent of Medicare and Medicaid.
So is this book that's good to know. So is it something that a senior would read or a child would read, someone who's considering putting their parent in a nursing home, or is it more for the professionals in the, you know, nursing home business?
Well, basically it's for everyone.
Okay.
It's a book for everyone. Everyone who wants to know about what goes on in a nursing home, and as you see the subtitle, a book for those who want to know what should be going on in a nursing home. Because a lot of bad things that can happen in nursing homes, as you've seen in the past, just reading the local papers or the television.
Right.
It's the most regulated industry there is. And if something can go wrong, it does go wrong. But the key is to know what to do and to quell that problem before it festers, mm-hmm. or becomes a big problem and you have negative outcomes. I'd like to quickly review our healthcare system, which has evolved since the mid-60s, and that was Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. I believe it was 1965 that the Department of Health and Human Services created the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, and Medicare Part A pays for hospitals and nursing homes and pays for a nursing home up to day 100. After that, then you go into Medicaid if you have spent down and essentially you become a ward of the state when you go into Medicaid in a nursing home. And if you haven't spent down, then you have to spend down. And it's not necessarily the nursing home that's chasing your money. It's the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services that want to get paid, because the government is then going to pay for you to be there in the nursing home for the rest of your life. And, as we've seen over in New Jersey.
It's like a pass-through almost.
Right, right. So the government is spending their money on us, and they want to sort of it's expensive, because by the late 70s, mm-hmm. The government, which had created this, had been going on, Medicare and Medicaid programs had been going on for 15 years or so. It's the late 70s. And it was 73% of the federal budget. And they go, 73%, we have to do something. We have to do something, because it's costing us too much to and it's an important thing. If you're a government, you want your citizens to be healthy and productive. And even if you're in your elder years and you're not working a job, they still want to see you be healthy. The Medicaid is administered by the states, and it's paid 50% by the federal government, and the other 50% is paid by the state, except here in New York, where it's 25% is paid by the state, and the other 25% is paid by the county. So it's a little bit different here in New York. And current head, the doctor, the head of the New York State Department of Health, I believe his name is Howard Zucker, he came from Minnesota. And he goes, wow, I can't believe, when he was being interviewed for this position, which he now holds, I guess since Governor Cuomo has been in office, wow, you have like the Cadillac version of Medicaid here. I can't believe it. In Minnesota, it's a lot less. And you'll see towards the end of our discussion how Minnesota has gotten rid of 41 nursing homes. Here in New York State, we've closed 26 nursing homes since 2008. Massachusetts, 15 nursing homes. Maine, 8 nursing homes. Illinois, 20 nursing homes. And I could go on and on, mm-hmm. but I think that's enough for the example. So by the late 70s, it was 73% of the federal budget. And they said, well, we, the government, we have to be smarter shoppers to buy health care for our citizens. And so if someone was in a certain hospital for, say, the flu for 5 days, and then there's another citizen in another hospital somewhere else, and they're there for 5 days, but yet the expenses were two different amounts. Mm-hmm. You would think, but each hospital has its own different expenses, the mortgage, the amount of employees, the materials and supplies. So even though you're talking about one hospital, it could have a different expense for this patient than another hospital,
right,
5 miles away. In the early 80s, the federal government came out with the diagnostic related groups for hospitals and doctors and the resource utilization groups,
right,
for nursing homes. The government was a smarter shopper, and they said, well, if you have a patient who has the flu, they should only be there, let's say for argument's sake, 5 days. And if you didn't cure that patient, according to our statistics and the data, which they had, over 15 years worth by that time, by 1980, they said, well, you're going to have to foot the bill because that patient should have been cured by now, you know, and maybe you did something wrong. So they came out with this, the DRGs and the RUG system. Now, if you follow the process, someone is sick and they go to the hospital. And if they're going to need a nursing home, they have to be in the hospital for at least 3 days. And then they have to essentially have a doctor's prescription that says, oh, you're going to need more care. But more often than not, the hospital is going to maximize their profits by keeping that person in the hospital for X amount of days, whatever the government says, according to their statistics, that that mm-hmm. person should be in a hospital for. And then complications can happen. Perhaps if the patient broke their hip and they go into the hospital, they do a blood test. Oh, your red blood cells are down, so we have to, you know, do this, that, the other thing to boost your red blood cells so that we can then operate on your hip. So that may be another day or two, you know. So there's a method to the madness here that hospitals use in order to maximize or optimize their profitability.
Right.
You know, so... Now you're leaving the hospital. Now we go to a nursing home. So how do you find a good nursing home? You know, there are about 10 years ago, they came out with the star system. 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star, 5 star being the best. So you want to find the best nursing home possible with a 4 or 5 star rating. So what do? So you go to cms.gov, the website, and you scroll down to nursing home compare. And then that brings you to where you have to enter a town or a zip code. You enter that in, mm-hmm. and then it brings up the information on a certain one or two or three nursing homes in that town or zip code, which then you can see how they're rated. Is it a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star? And, of course, you want to try to get into the best nursing home you can,
right.
for a 5-star nursing home. So now you're in that nursing home you wanted to be in. And Medicare pays the nursing home for the first 20 days. Medicare pays for you to be in the nursing home. 100% Medicare pays for that.
Okay. So this is just, we have about a minute left with this segment. That went really fast.
Oh.
But we're at a good point, I think. You know, now we're in the nursing home. So the next segment is 15 minutes, maybe 14 minutes. So we, you know, we'll have to kind of get, there's a lot of information in this book. So we will be back after a short break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org.